At the local office of the Educators Union, Eğitim Sen, a lawyer gives advice to some of the teachers recently suspended or charged on suspicion of supporting terrorism. Over a quarter of Diyarbakır's 17,000 teachers have been affected by the crackdown.
Sabahın erken saatlerinde.
At a very early hour in the morning, police came banging on my door. They violently entered and told me that there is an order for my detention. You go through a big worry and fear at that time, but you also know that you have not done anything wrong. Yet you know you still can get such a harsh treatment.
The teachers are accused of supporting terrorism because they participated in a strike last year calling for peace and an end to fighting between the Turkish state and the PKK. But the union believes there is a wider agenda behind the crackdown.
Bu konuda gerçekten çok kaygılıyız. Yani Eğitim Sen hem toplumun genel...
We are very worried. Eğitim Sen is the guarantee of secularism, both in the field of education and in society in general. If there is no active opposition of Eğitim Sen, I believe the education system will be pushed away from secularism and transformed into a religious system under the hegemony of religion. We are already seeing the signs of it today. During the attack on us, we saw that imams were appointed to state-run dormitories.
The predominantly Kurdish region is traditionally religiously conservative. Religious groups in the region backing the government have recently stepped up their activities, advocating the region's return to its Islamic roots as a counter to the pro-secular Marxist-rooted PKK. Like in the rest of the country, there has been an expansion of religious schools in the Kurdish region. But the government insists the suspension of the teachers is only about fighting terrorism.
In the upcoming days, those who made propaganda for the terror organization, who boycotted schools, and who encouraged students to join the terrorist group will be separated from the teachers who are innocent. I can say that a significant percentage will be reinstated to their duties, and the others, those who are guilty, will be charged.
The arrests and suspensions of the teachers are continuing to provoke anger and protest. Many parents complain that their children are without teachers. Critics warn the suspensions are adding more tension to the region.
İki kemik arasındaki bir kıkırdaktı.
The position of the Kurdish teachers was like cartilage between two bones. Yes, when you go to school, you can't have education in Kurdish. But still, Kurdish-speaking teachers couldn't help with the problems of non-Turkish-speaking children. Now, by taking out this cartilage, President Erdogan is causing friction by making the two bones to rub against each other.
The conflict-strewn region appears to have a new front line, education, with children and teachers destined to become caught in the crossfire. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Diyarbakır, Turkey.